Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 49. This M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News, the abbreviation acronym. You can listen to us to 3342 Music. For those listening live on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. And if you are listening live and you wish to, you can call 646-478-0944. Send all music or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. I want to let people know that you can check out Common Sense Radio, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out, for music, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. He's got like three different sites where you can check out a lot of music. Twitter page is Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter JR numeral 1. Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2 on Twitter. Hip Hop Workshop 2. As well as Man in the Street 13. That's Band in the Street, numeral 13. Also, Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. And you can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. Also, www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Also, thelogtv.com. And on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Nothing but Cleveland artists. I'm going to give you a top 10 in music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. That's what I think we should do, and why not go ahead and do that? My thing is, starting at number 10, debuting last Thursday's activist convention. They got together, grilled food, you name it, dealing with violence in the community. Glad they did that. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy. What time is it? The YouTube page of GMS Hood Famous TV. That was number 9. Number 8, debuting The Actual Tannis, new release. Number 7, debuting Eric Magnus, the birthday private affair that happened last Saturday. You had some majors come through, such as Suave Gotti, Big Stone, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. Where was the sheriff at during all that time? We'll get to that shortly. Number 6, moving up, Summer, whole lot. Number 5, moving up, Facebook, Protect Our Right to Protest. That was last Saturday. Number 4, moving up, BWE, Lyrical Storm, about 3 new songs. Number 3, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr. 3 new songs, including one with Mama Porter. Get out of here. Yep. Number 2, debuting Facebook, Miss Mimi and Miss Good's birthday bash this upcoming Friday. And number 1, moving up, because it had so many people involved, so many things, Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department moved up to number 1. How? Well, they had the Kumba Arts Festival. That's part of where Sheriff Kilroy was at Cleveland State. I work alongside the Black Studies Department. They sponsor the hip-hop workshop, so that's why if they say, hey, this event is going on, we'd like to see some of your people, there you go. Kumba Arts Festival, with somebody received the Silver Bee Award. There was a play on Black Stars, music of Marvin Gaye, Tupac Shakur, and many others. Hold on a second. I would like to give infamous shout-out. Infamous shout-out goes to Angela Y. Davis. You had the nerve to call me while live on the air. You had the nerve to call me while I was live on the air. Anyway, there you go. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, music of Marvin Gaye, Tupac Shakur. Earlier that day was Facebook, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 218, and other events, which would have included the Kumba Arts Festival. I guess I should let you know some of the people who were there, such as, oh yeah, they did have some CSU giveaways at the Kumba Arts Festival, which was beautiful. But the Hip Hop Workshop, that was free and open to the public as well. You had such people as such as Jameel Norman, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, who's the CEO of 1008 Vision. He did Hip Hop Workshop News, and he performed Dead Bodies, featuring Sheriff Kilroy. Joseph Ford, Joseph DeAndre Ford, his artist name is Joseph DeAndre, did a hot song, hot single. Big E, DJ Drip Drop was on the side helping play music alongside DJ Dollar Rock. CC, Kim Register, Y-Vine, who was coming on behalf of Burt Jennings, the Audacity of Hope Foundation. Headlines and Headaches, Larry H. Gardner spoke. He even dropped jewels on the church that was, a janky pastor. Even said the church's location. You also had Suave Gotti, Mr. Carl Powers III. You also had Jake Cooper, a.k.a. The Gift, Savannah Tate, Errol Porter from voiceofradio.com, founder, CEO. You had poetry from Streetway Knowledge, Major Taps, whose father passed, but he still managed to make it through to the hip-hop workshop. Next month, January, we will hear from his album. It'll be like a CD release, a listening party. Big Stone the Butcher, Stoney Simpkins, Tammy, Celeste the Best, Sister Alonda, a.k.a. Ms. Ice, Styles by Marche, and the elder statesman himself, Bill Silver, B in the mix, talking about everything from mental illness being real to the versus battle. You know, Suave Gotti said something interesting that, first of all, if you're Bone Thugs and Harmony and you have made songs with Phil Collins, Eazy-E, Big Pun, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, maybe you shouldn't take that versus battle until 3-6 Mafia. Hey, take on Lil Jon and Eastside Boys because your catalog is too big. But I'm going to take the time and see what's going on and go to this 216-324 phone call. And before I do, for those who we made a notice at our third workshop that we no longer do the 50-50 raffle. We don't. We no longer just ask for straight donations. Somebody want to do that, they can, but we don't any longer. We're just thankful that through the pandemic, we're back in the school, and if it's a free program for the family, it's a free program for the family. 216-324, you're on live. What brings you out this evening?
Just listening to your show, bro, as always. You always are very informative, very positive and uplifting.
Yeah, we need it right now as we we need some. I'm glad to hear your voice because I needed something uplifting for the simple fact in East Cleveland, you are a sister queen, a body found. Apparently, Corinne Stevens Ward, Hastings Terrace area. What are we missing nowadays all over when it comes to black-on-black crime happening? You've been saying to stop the black-on-black crime. You have even said some statements that Major Taps has agreed with. Major Taps, he has, for Proprietor ENT, has called this show. He spoke in public, and he has started using a term that you're known for. You said, I may be butchering it, but you said you can't say Black Lives Matter until Black Lives Matters to black people and we stop some of this black-on-black crime. Talk to us right now about that, and then I'll have to ask you about something that's almost the same, but just talk to us, sis. Let me know what's going on. Talk to me.
So for me, it's frustrating because when George Floyd died, you saw we stopped traffic and we had all these phenomenal speakers and because it was a white police officer that killed a black person. So we was that upset. But every day I'm looking at the newspaper, I'm looking at the news, I'm getting police reports. We're killing each other, black-on-black crime, a minimum of 4 cases a day, shooting, robberies, murders, rapes, whatever. And none of us in the black community, except for a handful of us, are outraged and speak out about it publicly. Everybody else always talking about, well, Chinese have Chinese on crime. I said, I'm not Chinese. And Japanese have Japanese crime against each other. I'm not Japanese either. I'm black. So that is my concern, and that is my focus. And until we, black people, start setting the example and showing respect to each other, then why should any other group of people show us? They can. It's okay for them to continue shooting us down like animals because we're exhibiting animalistic behaviors when we do what we do to each other. So you know my spiel about it. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'll be in D.C. next week protesting about everything from health care to women's rights to voting rights and everything in between. People need to stop jaw-jabbing and get out here with us because it's always the same little group of people unless it's the next big thing, and then that's when we see other folks. But other than that, they quiet.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to be in trouble tonight, but that's okay. I paid my bills to be on the air, so if they snatch me off, hopefully they give me a refund. What's the next big thing, activist? Because you've used that. I haven't heard anybody use that term. What's the next big thing, activist?
So the next big thing, activism, is, again, I'll go back to the George Floyd event. You've seen everybody come out. They was outraged at a white police officer killing a black man. We shut down streets. I mean, people got pepper spray, went to jail, called cases, everything about a white man, a white police officer killing a black man. But every day we're committing crimes against each other. I know it was a nice crowd in East Cleveland, but East Cleveland should have been shut down like downtown Cleveland was shut down when George Floyd got murdered. East Cleveland should have been shut. Traffic should not have been able to move. And had I not been at work, I would have been there myself. But I tried to attend as many events as possible. But you don't see anybody outraged about a African-American queen being found dead in an abandoned house in East Cleveland. Ain't nobody shut down no street. Ain't nobody got pepper sprayed, went to jail, nothing. And that was the reason to go to jail because it's happening right here in our hometown every day. I need people to have that same energy that they use for George Floyd. I need them to keep that same energy here.
Now that you spoke about that, I need to ask you, while it's on my mind, a young lady being found in an abandoned building, several people taking part in her execution murder, including young women. And now another woman being found dead in East Cleveland, and women being shot at random in the city of Cleveland. Nobody should be, shot or what have you, but why do you think it's to a point now that men, especially men of color, do I say it? Yep. Seem to hate our women so much. And even black women in some instances because, again, for there to be women who took part in another young woman's murder, the alleged suspects, okay, the animals involved in this, because I can't say black on black crime because it seemed like a savage on a queen crime. Talk to us about the disrespect. What are we missing, Angela?
So I think it's because the traditional family is no longer intact. Most African American families, and I'm a go here, are single parents and mostly single mothers who are raising young kings and have too much pride to reach outside of her household and say, hey, I need help. But I tell people all the time, you know me, I created a whole village of men for my boys, including
you.
I had everyone from Senator Kenny Yuko to Mayor Trevor Elkins to whether they have fancy titles or not. I included some of everybody from every walk of life to be part of the village in my children's life. And, you know, I gave y'all permission. Al, if you see that boy being disrespectful, you better knock the hell out of him. You know, mothers these days, don't talk to my child. Don't put your hands on my child. Don't say nothing to my child. You better knock the hell out of my child, please. That's why my boys didn't have any children while they were young. They went to school. They got an education, and they ain't been in too much trouble because I utilized my village. I still utilize my village, and my baby is 21 years old. So we have got to get back to when your child acting crazy and the neighbor see him, BDA, you already know, yeah, that you need to play that song every day, BDA. We need to go back to that.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to cue that record up by request. And is there anything else we should know this evening?
What we need to know is that black-on-black crime will continue to run rampant until we set the example that our lives matter to us. So when we stop leading in black-on-black crime, then all other groups will continue to do black-on-black crime because they're following our lead.
Ooh-wee. Thank you so much for the phone call. It was brutally honest, but we would expect nothing short than that from you. Thank you so much.
All right, Brad. Talk to you soon.
You too. As a matter of fact, I'm glad she went on and called in because I'm not going to say anything else. Every once in a while, I can play a request. I'm playing that request. Igloo Crew Records provided the track. Yep, that's Modog Chill, Mike Smooth, Steve Young, and the studio that re-put it out. That was 3342 Music. Emax the Image was on the boards to make sure we brought that Miami bass back to everybody's forefront.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that. 6 out of 6 kids, beat that. They tell on you, whoop that.
tell on you, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Spare the rod, be there for the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, be there for the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, be there for the child, whoop that. Spare the rod, be there for the child, whoop that. The Bible say, beat there. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat there. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat there. Scripture say, whoop that. The Bible say, beat there. Scripture say, whoop that. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat there. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat there. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat there. You raising them, whoop there. If that's your kid, beat there. You raising them, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. If your child act up, beat there. If your child act up, whoop there. Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag Team, MC Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Deuce, 71 North,
Miami, MC Crew,
3342, and Quick, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat that. 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 I'm tired of all these badass chillers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunt with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew. 3342. If your child act up, whoop that. 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 If your child act up, whoop that.
And let's see. We definitely want to bring up the fact that lift everything up and just say, if I'm not mistaken, yep, that was the long-awaited Detox album where that particular track came from. Prayers go out to the Woods family, Brickhouse Wellness, Major Taps. They're getting things ready for the home going for Major Taps' father, Alasi, if I'm not mistaken, her grandfather's homegoing. I went to the viewing of the body, but the homegoing was the past Saturday. Speaking of that time of the program, I should at least let people know that Stonewall Jackson, the musician, November 6th, 1932 to December 4th, 2021, was an American country music singer, guitarist, and musician who achieved his greatest fame during country's golden honky-tonk era in the 1950s and early 1960s. So he passed over the weekend, and Jackson was born in Tabor City, North Carolina. Jackson was the youngest of three children. Stonewall is not a nickname. He was named after Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Some publicity claimed he is a descendant of the general, but that is unlikely. His father died when he was two. His mother moved the family to Moultrie in South Georgia, where Jackson grew up there working on his uncle's farm enlisted in the Navy in 1950 and was discharged in 1954, moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 1956. So, you know, there you go. As a matter of fact, he, if I'm not mistaken, he became the first artist to join the Grand Ole Opry before obtaining a recording contract. He toured with Ernest Tubb, who became his mentor. He signed with Columbia Records in 1958. And I believe that 1958 was when Top 40, with a song written by young George Jones, Life to Go, which peaked at number two in early 1959, and his follow-up record, Waterloo, was number one for 5 weeks, crossed over into the top 40 Billboard Hot 100 charts, where it reached number four. It also reached number 24 in the UK singles charts in July 1959, sold over 1 million copies. He was awarded a golden disc, and I would like to give an infamous shout-out to, let's see, D. You called me, yep, you did, right in the midst of my radio program. Yep. So you get an infamous shout-out for doing that. Now, anyway, like I was saying, so well over 1 million copies. And, yeah, everybody has to meet his Waterloo, meaning their fate. It was one of those haunting and catchy tune songs. And his next number one hits came in 1964 with Don't Be Angry and BJ the DJ, Jackson's foray into the teenage tragedy song trope. And so he did a few things here and there, such as I Wash My Hands in Muddy Water and a cover version of Lobo's 1971 hit, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, which became Jackson's final top 10 hit. I also want to take the time to go into the other salutation, Robert Joseph Dole, July 22nd, 1923 to December 5th, 2021, American politician and attorney who represented Kansas in the United States Senate from 1969 to 1996. He was the Republican leader of the Senate during the final 11 years of his tenure, including three non-consecutive years as Senate Majority Leader. Prior to his 27 years in the Senate, he served in the United States House of Representatives from 1961 to 1969. He also was the first, or not the first, but he was the Republican presidential, yeah, he was their main nominee in the 1996 election and the vice presidential nominee in the 1976 election. So, of course, that was Bob Dole, Robert Joseph Dole, but they called him Bob Dole for short. President Gerald Ford chose Dole as his running mate in the 1976 election after Vice President Nelson Rockefeller withdrew from seeking a full term. And Ford was defeated by Democrat Jimmy Carter in the general election. And then Dole sought the Republican presidential nomination in 1980, but quickly dropped out of the race. He experienced more success in the 1988 Republican primaries, but was defeated by Vice President George H.W. Bush. Dole won the Republican nomination in 1996 and selected Jack Kemp as his running mate. The Republican ticket lost in the general election to Clinton, making Dole the first unsuccessful major party nominee for both president and vice president, and he resigned from the Senate during the 1996 campaign and did not seek public office again after the election. But he remained out there in public, well-respected. My thing is, speaking of respect, I'm going to at least go to the 216-412 phone number, 216-412. How you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Got a question for everybody.
We're ready.
You probably should have voted for it. You think the people probably should have voted for it? Bob Dole instead of Clinton? Some people might be like, what? You said, yeah.
I know where you're going with this, man. That whole three strikes, no matter what it is, you cannot get away from it. But go ahead and talk to us, brother.
You never came, man. I do my best to educate people. And I know, sure, you do the same, it's up to the people that's going to wake up and want to accept it. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to be able to, just like in the Bible, you're going to have to want to interpret it your way, the right way. I'm going to put it like this, the right
way. I hear you.
You know, y'all know me, I'm a free spirit anyway. You know, I was born, raised inside of Jehovah's Witness organization. Yes. I'm going to study with the Moors.
Okay.
I'm in cross paths with the nation. I've been around Baptist churches also, you know. And, you know, talked with Muslims also. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a form of religion. You know, everybody want to say, what's a cult? Though, what is a cult? When you're trying to control people, you know, to your certain beliefs of a certain understanding, like, and not just to your certain belief or understanding, it's as far as with, like, not, okay, you know how I say in the Bible, the blind lead the blind. You don't want to lead a person blind if you blind. So that's why I say people need to go out there and really definitely do your research on certain things and your history on certain facts and stuff, and quit looking at the brainwashing, because it's a brainwash. There's a brainwash movement going on, and it's an agenda. It's definitely an agenda. How we, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so everybody always want to talk about Africa and how slaves were brought over here, though. So what was the first religion that the slave masters called it, so teaching our ancestors and stuff. You know, what did it jump in the broom? Okay, I believe in companionship when it comes to relationships and things of that nature, so that's your concubine and stuff. So where did the jumping over the broom come from? That came from when the slave masters brought you over here, jumping over the broom, and then bring you into their Christianity worship, you know, that came from Europeans, as far as with trying to force that religion, you know, on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be more inclined on that, and we also need to really take a look at ourselves. Like Michael Jackson said, "Man in the mirror, take a look at yourselves and see what you're doing for your cause and your peoples and stuff." Because right now, we really not gaining nothing unless we all, you know what I'm saying, come to, you know what I'm saying, a full acknowledgement and, you know what I'm saying, debate to be on the same agenda. We all in the same agenda, one page, you know, one accord. Basically, that's what the Creator definitely want, you know. So we got to make sure we can't be looking at what look good, what don't. So blue look good. Oh, I want to rock blue today. You know what I mean? Bump some red. You know what I'm saying? No matter what color, I don't care if it's pink. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If pink is for that good cause, you know, yellow, whatever, for that good cause, then you need to, you know what I'm saying, rock that. Just don't jump on the side because you feel, oh, this color is feel more relevant and present. Like I said, people need to do your research and stuff. Like,
got you.
The Republic, like the Democratic Party, I mean, if you look at how the Democratic Party started, like, why would you want to be a part of that? And, like, the Republicans, they know better either, though. Though, you know, but people move people move around, you know, shapeshifters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's different type of shapeshifters and stuff. So just like how, you know what I'm saying, the Democratic Party was this group that started out, you know, so the shapeshifter was, you know what I'm saying, our ancestors came in with the Republican Party.
Yes, sir.
That, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? We, how do I put it? We basically linked up with, you know, certain ones, same ones, like the one that was fighting for our civil rights, Caucasians that were fighting for our civil rights back then, you know. We linked up, you know, with them and got, you know, started the Republican Party. It was Democrats, though. The Democrats, you know, they found ways to manipulate that, you know. Same way how you see how they try to take our shine for what we do out here, whatever we're doing, any type of professionalism. They try to take clarity over it and stuff, you know. It basically was a finesse situation. You know, and now they just flipped it to the agenda where you look at, our culture look at, like, Democrats are the good guys and Republicans are the bad guys just because of the face they put on it and all that. You know, so you can say the same thing with Obama. They put a good face on a person, though. Is that person really for the people, though? Is that person really, you know what I'm saying, vouching for us? Or is that person just being told what to do, being a puppet, you know, just sitting back, you know? Because at the end of the day, this whole ball game that we in, you know, and they show it to us right in our face. They show it to us every Sunday, football. You know,
yeah.
It's a big ball game we playing, you know. So we need to learn how to think outside of the box, you know, and quit saying, why is all this going on? Why is this? We need to get hip, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, we need to wise up.
Yeah.
Wise up on this situation. So besides that, I'm going to say shout out to Prester Pickett.
Festival.
I was able to attend some of it. I didn't stay for the whole thing, though. It was a lot of good information that was presented. It goes to show that we still have bronze people up vibing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with PhDs, I was able to see presentations with doctors, I don't want to say lawyers, though. I've seen doctors and people with, like, high master's degrees, basically, at this occasion, which is awesome. It's been the first one since the pandemic, because last year we had a Kumba Arts Festival, though it was virtual. So it's awesome. I've always attended the Kumba Arts Festival. At the CSU Auditorium. So it's still live, going strong. Shout out to Brother Dr. Mims, Miss Mims, the late, and, you know, Silver B. You know, it was good to see him back out there, back in action, you know, just to hear his voice, you know, speaking. So it's a good going on thing. Shout out to the Versus Battle.
Shout out to the Versus Battle.
This still goes to show that Cleveland still is hip-hop. We are still one of the meccas of hip-hop. Yeah, even though it might have started in New York, though, we still are one of the meccas of hip-hop because people like our talent and they try to go somewhere else and use it.
Mm-hmm.
So we claiming that. We're claiming that territory. So Cleveland, stand up. Big up. Shout out to the product.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? In fact, though, I'm about to make history. I'm about to drop some history on y'all. My album is, I released it to the city. Thanks for the love, all the ones who supported and copped the album around the city, though now worldwide for everyone to listen to. If you haven't ran into me, because you only can cop the CD around the city, you run into me. So for those who haven't ran into me, you guys can be able to get it on the big platforms, the worldwide platforms. So it's on Spotify, Tidal, name it, Amazon, you know. I got that Jeff Bezos link.
Right.
We doing real big with that. So December 15th, Rise of the Taps, I'm the first MC slash tap dancer put out an album like this. Like I said, I'm the first person. So, like I said, eat your heart out, Soulja Boy. I'm the first one to do this. And plus, yeah, the original Soulja Boy from Cleveland. Put that out there, too. So, we Cleveland, we doing some big things. Shout out to Almighty FX. He got his album on the way. You gotta check out his YouTube page. You know, dropping them mixtapes back to back. You know, so we just stay in the motion and keep this Cleveland thing rolling. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, man. I'm looking forward to it. Wow.
And RP, man, like I said, rest in power to my pops, man. Michael Brown Senior, man. Awesome man. You know, awesome father. You know, man. Wish you the best on your transition. You know what I'm saying? I'll see you later, man.
Oh, man, December 15th. Wow, that's a Wednesday. Okay, so we'll have to make some sort of notation at the Black Home Black Crime meeting. Thank you for letting us know about the album. Congratulations on making history and representing our area. Thank you, brother.
Well, honey, you already know.
We already know. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, that just is excellent. We had about 15 people from the hip-hop workshop who went over to the Kumba Arts Festival, which was real, real nice. As a matter of fact, let me, since I called his name earlier, he had his birthday party. Yep. None other than King Eric Magnus Solomon Kane, Bad Man.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster, man of respect, something like a mobster, break you off proper, serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't wanna test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing. You pass off copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that. Independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some label prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do. I'm waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out. Fitting in, I'm a street king. This hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made. You knew it, and I'm made. The realest ever did, it's been hard since the sixth grade. You follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with, now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we on lame ground, real than any shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here it's cutthroat, talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tightrope, I'ma make that choke. You only work time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh, not a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every lunatic nightmare. That's how we do it. OG's gon' ride. Fabulous gon' die.
Also, Cleveland Underground Music Radar was there to let people know what was upcoming for all the artists that had passed recently. And that magazine will be hitting out. They were live at the Hip Hop Workshop. We were also blessed, highly favored, that around 1:30 to 2:15 before the workshop officially started, we played a lot of music from Mr. Milligran, who had also passed, Melvin Hutchison, Melvin Flowers, Super Milligran, as he was called. Yeah, we played a lot of his music. and in getting rid of other things that have happened, we just needed to bring out to the people's attention. Corporate welfare, welfare for billionaires. The City Council of Cleveland approves to pay portion of $435 million progressive field renovation. You'd think that they kind of would have enough money, but no. As the financing package behind the proposed $435 million renovations of Progressive Field and lease extension for the Cleveland Guardians was passed by City Council last week, as the council approved a $117 million contribution toward the $435 million deal to update Progressive Field, which looked pretty damn good on the outside to me. But the City of Cleveland will contribute $8 million annually under the terms of the deal, and the State of Ohio will contribute $2 million per year. Total public contributions almost amount to about $285 million, as the city's portion of the financing package is a smorgasbord of different funds, including $3.2 million from the Sports Facility Improvement Fund, $2.6 million in admission tax revenue, $2 million in parking garage revenue, $333,000 in revenue from selling the naming rights of the parking garage, as well as $350,000 in unspecified sources, as the financing package for Progressive Field is tied to a lease extension that will keep the Guardians playing in Cleveland through 2036, as the council passed the legislation 13-3. So that is one of those things that I will get off the 12-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because, yeah, it really doesn't make that much sense. But I had to throw that out there. What else is going on? BWE Future Kids, Tis the Season, Saturday, December 18th, 2021, 5 to 6 p.m., St. Herman's House, Focus Cleveland, 4410 Franklin Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. We are in search of winter gear, men, women, and youth, non-perishables and toys. Collections start at 12/1/2021 through 12/15/2021. To donate or volunteer for our community feast, call 216-235-8167. That's 216-235-8167 or 216-858-6189 for info. Those are a couple of things. I do know that I appreciate all those people who take the time to listen to the program. That's it. It was, like I say, it was very interesting. The City Council gave their final approval on Cleveland's funding of Progressive Field improvements. How about some, I don't know, City of Cleveland urban area improvements, or some City of Cleveland impoverished area improvements, which would include poor Caucasians, because we got them, Latinos in poverty, because we got them, and other areas. Yeah, that's one of those weird things that really stands out to say. I can't believe I just read that on the air. Certain things happen, you can't believe you read it. You just can't. No, you can't. My thing is, I want to at least thank everybody once again who chose to listen in, those people who will save the program and replay it, reshare it. That's an excellent thing. Looking at the time, I'll get a chance to run my mouth before the program's over. But because it was his born day party that happened, I'm going to at least play one of my favorite tracks from King Eric Magnus, Solomon Kane. It's called Black King.
up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all them people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all them people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? Pinky ring, I maintain on the level they ain't been yet. Time is money and a lot I had to invest. I was born a winner, so I'm gonna keep winning. And even if I take a loss, I'ma keep grinning. I give as good as I get, cause I got to. In the days, cause I ended up shocking you. You messing with the bull, you gon' get the horns. I'm up before the rooster crow, trying to get it. And ain't no days off when it comes to this. We the Blackwell family and we running this. On our J's and we grind like some bad bricks. We always hit our target cause we aim straight. See if you're lazy with your you get left behind. Cause we some hustlers and we all about our dollar signs. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. All my niggas is some OGs. And the queen show me love cause they know me. Get respect in every hood cause I don't set trip. But I still keep a vest and an extra clip. And I could give a f*** what they say about me. You wouldn't have a purpose without something to say about me. Everything I ever said, best believe I did it. And if there's money to be got, best believe I get it. Kings recognize kings and we're worldwide. Girls attracted when they see it, so they go live. But I also know some ladies on that king's. Hustling hard, get that cheddar like the kings get. Thinking small, push it to the limit. And take it even further, cause there's no limit. You can shine as hard as you wanna shine. And later for them haters who be talking down. I stay up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. This is dedicated to all the black kings all over the world. They can't take our shine, they can't ignore us. There's too many of us out here. So let's get it. Let's stop playing with them. We kings. Time to be kingly. Yeah. Ain't nothing they can do with it. What about it?
Thank you all for tuning in this evening. Also, the Adair also is in need of prayer. And, hey, remember something. Always send out the positive vibes. And then remember that sometimes prayer without action is an inaction. So turn your prayers into actions as well. Look out for each other. Catch you at certain events. Peace, love, respect.